From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The explosion of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Americas comes as tens of thousands of people are poised to descend on Brazil later this year for the Olympics, possibly making the International Games a springboard to transmit the virus around the world when the visitors return home. Dr. Beth Bell of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control spoke with VOA about what they're doing about Zika.
One of the things we've been doing is we've been helping the Brazilians and other countries in Central and South America with laboratory testing. This, of course, is a very important component of being able to detect and respond, is having the laboratory capacity to be able to diagnose.
Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of the disease in Brazil, where babies are born with small heads. So far, there are no vaccines or treatments for Zika or the abnormalities that it causes. Authorities in Burundi have released two foreign terrorists a day after they were arrested in the capital. Burundi's security minister said the two men were arrested in Bujumbura in the company of armed criminals. Burundi's political crisis began last April when President Pierre Nkurunziza said he was running for a controversial third term. U.S. officials in Geneva went ahead with peace talks on Friday on ending the war in Syria, despite a boycott by the main Syrian opposition group. Friday afternoon, the U.N.'s special envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, and a Syrian government delegation headed by the Syrian ambassador to the U.N., Bashar Jafari, met. De Mistura told reporters he hoped to meet again. This is VOA News. The borders of the Islamic State self-declared caliphate in Iraq and Syria are steadily eroding, but it will likely be months before the U.S. and coalition-backed forces are ready to take on the terror group's strongholds in Mosul or Raqqa. Spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says new estimates from the U.S.-led Operation Inherent Resolve show Islamic State fighters have lost 40% of the territory they once held in Iraq and 5% of the territory they once held in Syria. Coalition has long been pressuring IS from the air, focusing the majority of its airstrikes in and around Ramadi and Mosul in Iraq and around the terror group's de facto capital of Raqqa in Syria. Attackers wearing suicide belts and carrying assault rifles targeted a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia during Friday prayers, killing five people, wounding 18 others. It was at least the fifth such attack in under a year. We get more now from Edward Uranian.
Amateur video shows panic among worshippers inside the Imam Ridda Mosque as a bomb goes off, shattering windows, doors, and ceiling tiles. Men can be heard shouting religious slogans as the lights go out and the sound of gunshots can be heard. Eyewitness Mohammed Al-Ahmed told Saudi TV that worshippers inside the mosque blocked its doors after the attack began, but that one of the terrorists was able to enter after the blast. He says there was an explosion several minutes after worshippers locked the doors and the lights went off and smoke filled the room, making it difficult to see. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Officials in Seoul say to counter a growing North Korean missile and nuclear threat, South Korea appears poised to consider importing controversial U.S. missile defense system. After the latest nuclear test by Pyongyang, South Korea has been weighing military and diplomatic options to enhance deterrence against future provocations by the North. U.S. and South Korean military officials say South Korea should consider deploying the system, which is capable of tracking ballistic missiles up to 2,000 kilometers away, a range which would cover some parts of China. In U.S. politics, Democrats and Republican presidential hopefuls crisscrossed the state of Iowa on Friday, making last-minute appeals to voters and tightening their attacks on their rivals ahead of the state's crucial first-in-the-nation nominating contest on Monday. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.